This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. 1 year ago this month, Hurricane Charley slammed into the west coast of Florida. Winds of more than 140 miles per hour destroyed thousands of mobile homes. But there were clusters that escaped with only minor damage. NPR's John Hamilton went to Florida to find out what we can learn from mobile homes that withstood the storm.
Hurricane Charley wasn't supposed to hit Punta Gorda. The storm was heading for Tampa, 100 miles north. Then it made a violent right turn. Retirees Gertrude Mercier and Ruth Ann LaCroix live in Punta Gorda. They were in their living room when they found out Charley was headed right for them. LaCroix called the hurricane emergency number.
I says, do we have time to get out of Punta Gorda? I figured if we could get over the bridge, we would be okay. And they told us not to move. Just hunker down somewhere and try to protect yourself.
LaCroix and Mercier huddled in the kitchen and prayed. This was the house they'd bought after they retired and left Massachusetts a decade ago. They'd had it custom built in a factory near Tampa. They'd watched the sections come together on a small lot beside one of the area's many canals. Now the two women feared the storm might take that home away.
Oh, it was horrendous. The whirling and the turning and the slamming and I kept looking out the window. And there was a big 40, maybe 50-foot catamaran out there that just flipped right over upside down. And then I saw pieces of everybody's home just blowing down.
It lasted for about 3 hours. And then, you know, you heard everything flying over you. And I just thought the roof was gone. And I says, well, I guess that's going to be it.
But it wasn't. Their roof held. Some shingles blew off. The garage door blew away. Flying debris punched holes in the siding. But the house survived. And so did nearly all of the other modern manufactured houses in the area. LaCroix and Mercier's house was built here at the Palm Harbor Homes Factory near Tampa. When manufactured homes come apart in a hurricane, it's usually because the roof separates from the walls or the walls pull away from the floor. But since 1994, mobile homes have had to meet new standards. At this workstation, a man is attaching a section of wall to the floor. Michael Winneck, a senior vice president at Palm Harbor, says the company doesn't depend on nails for this job.
And it is being screwed to the floor. Okay, look at the size of those screws coming in. And that's just step one in that fastening.
Floors, walls, and roof elements are all tied together with metal straps and plates.
You're seeing, in this case, six 20-gauge steel straps fastened side by side between the rim joist or perimeter joist and the wall studs.
Palm Harbor has been building strong homes for decades. But many other mobile home makers didn't start until the federal government came up with the new standards 11 years ago. That was 2 years after a massive hurricane named Andrew mowed down thousands of mobile homes on the southern tip of Florida. Congress blamed weak construction for the scale of the disaster. They asked the Department of Housing and Urban Development to do something. But many companies that made manufactured houses didn't want to change.
We battled HUD for a period of time on the changes because the cost involved was going to be very massive. And we weren't used to that type of cost.
Bill Turney is with the Florida Manufactured Housing Association.
We lost the HUD battle, and it happened to be a good loss. And we went through with the construction changes, and we've been marching forward ever since.
Turney is driving through Punta Gorda, which is still recovering from Charley's devastation last year.
This whole area right here was out of business. Walmart was closed. Signs were down. It's hard to visualize how bad it was compared to what you see today.
Turney says mobile homes did much better during Charley than during Andrew. He points toward a community of modern manufactured homes that actually had less damage than many conventional buildings.
Here's what we're doing today. This is not what we did 30, 40 years ago. And it's not my daddy's trailer.
Gertrude Mercier steps outside of her home, where workers are finally replacing the battered siding. She feels very fortunate. Mercier points to several manufactured houses brought in to replace older, weaker homes that were destroyed by Charley.
Those are all new homes. Those three, And there's still an empty lot up there. And there are about 7 or 8 empty ones over there on toward your left there.
Eventually, those lots will also be filled with new manufactured homes. But Florida still has tens of thousands of older mobile homes, and they're still vulnerable to hurricanes like Andrew and Charlie. John Hamilton, NPR News.